A visit to Cape Breton University's new medical campus by Nova Scotia's premier was interrupted last week when a group of QP protesters representing striking long-term care workers stopped by early to see him. The tour would be part of the medical campus grand opening, giving a chance for media and invited guests to look at the new spaces. But with protesters outside, Premier Tim Houston chose to meet with them ahead of his scheduled tour. Before touring the campus, he spoke with media about his conversation with the protesters.
Yeah, I was happy to chat with them. It's a very stressful time. It's stressful for residents, stressful for families, stressful for the workers. I mean, those workers are our friends and neighbors too. So it's stressful. I kind of shared for them. We had a very respectful discussion. I really appreciated the respectful nature of the discussion. And our position is that, you know, there's a contract that's on the table, and we would like the workers to vote on that and to specifically vote on that contract. So we'd like them to vote on that, and then we can kind of go from there. But we're willing to talk. We're willing to see what's possible, but it's stressful for everyone right now.
After speaking with Houston, the protesters left the medical campus and the tours proceeded as scheduled. The new medical campus is a partnership between CBU and Dalhousie University's Faculty of Medicine and has already been in the process of training new doctors in other spaces on campus leading up to the medical building's grand opening, with the first cohort of students taking place last August. The new facility features modern learning environments with multiple classes with tech that allows Dal medical lectures to be streamed with ease, a full anatomy lab, and a state-of-the-art clinical simulation center. Houston shared his feelings on the importance of the new space.
This is a really big moment for Cape Breton, but for Nova Scotia. The building is absolutely beautiful, but you know, talking to some of the students that are already in the cohort here, they're all Nova Scotians. They're excited. They're having a chance to, you know, study, become doctors right here close to home. This is a real big moment that will be remembered for a long time. It's just such a class building. Like it's just beautiful, and you know, I don't know that there's been a new medical school in the country in 30 years. So this is by far the most modern medical campus in the country. And it shows when you walk through it, it's beautiful. It means a lot of things. It means a lot for this community, having a medical school as part of this campus. A lot happening on this campus with the rink and the residents, and like, it's a really exciting time for the community. So it means a lot for this institution, but it means a lot for the community. But for healthcare for Nova Scotians, it means more hope that you'll have access to primary care with a Nova Scotian doctor trained in the province who cares deeply about your outcomes.
He spoke about how the new campus is going to help Nova Scotia with doctor shortages.
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's a couple of solutions we're working on so that we don't get into the problem that I guess we were in as a province and as a country before. And so we have the PACE clinic, which is, you know, the credentialing for foreign trained doctors. That's a big part of it in the kind of shorter to near term. But this medical school would be producing, you know, 30 doctors a year at least that want to be in Nova Scotia. You add 30 doctors a year to our healthcare system, in addition to other recruitment, it's a big thing. So the future looks really bright, and this medical school is a big part of it.
In March 2023, the province announced $58.9 million to develop the campus, including $49 million for the medical sciences building and related infrastructure, $6.2 million for a new collaborative care clinic, and $3.7 million to expand the Nancy Dingwall Health and Counseling Center. In April 2024, the province announced $11.6 million for operational costs, as well as $1.5 million for five additional seats at Dalhousie Faculty of Medicine. The current Dalhousie Faculty of Medicine curriculum is being delivered at the Cape Breton Medical Campus. CBU President David Dingwall spoke about the partnership between CBU and Dal that helped bring a medical campus to Cape Breton.
The med school, the fastest way to open a med school is to partner with an existing med school so that all of the accreditations can take place in a timely way. And we have chosen Dal to be our partner, and we're very fortunate. They're very constructive, they're very obliging, and we've worked well together over the last couple of years. So we're on track for the med school. First year is just behind us, starting the second year in September, then the third and the fourth. So it's going well.
CBU construction manager Colin McDonald discussed the highlights of the building itself.
architecturally, I would say the biggest highlight is our feature stair behind us here. Kind of just a three-level open concept area for study space, lounging, and then really highlights the wood features. On the third floor, the biggest feature would really be our anatomy lab and our library. So that'll be an anatomy lab that uses real cadavers. The library will be mostly digital resources, but they do have a lot of sort of pocket guides and things of that nature in there. And then second floor is where we've got really all the technology in the building. Really the biggest equipment in here would be the AV and digital components. So on the first floor, we've got our two lecture theaters. Those are connected to all the other campuses that are giving off the same programs. So say you're having a lecture here, you've got a doctor in person presenting to the class, that'll be broadcast to the Dow campus as well as the UNB campus. They'll be broadcast at the same time, learning the exact same things from the same professor.
He spoke about how he hopes students receive the new building.
Honestly, I think the second someone walks through the door, they're going to realize the great work we've done here. Ultimately, we know we need more doctors, and the only solution to that is to train more doctors. So we built the building to do that.
The second cohort of students will be coming to the campus in mid-August. A release from CBU says under return of service agreements, the students, who are from rural Nova Scotia communities, have committed to practice family medicine in rural areas of the province after they graduate. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.